Welcome back onto the Mighty 690 KGGF. I'm Sam Speck, live from our KGGF studios here on this Friday morning. As many Fridays, we are joined by great legislative leaders around the state of Kansas. This morning, it is Representative Doug Blex over the phone. Doug, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. I'm on the road, but I hope everything goes well. We don't break a connection.
Well, yes. Well, hey, we really appreciate you, even with a busy schedule, for squeezing some time in with us here on this Friday morning. So, Doug, it's been a couple of weeks into the new session, so we'll just go ahead and kind of get a quick recap from you. How has it been for you?
Well, it's been kind of a slow start up until this past week. We're starting to kick out quite a few bills, and things are starting to get into the, I guess, the routine. We always new governor, new adjustment to new agency and cabinet heads. Everybody gets to know each other, and several new legislators. So it's starting to move forward, and a lot of activity going on.
Yeah, it's kind of in those preliminary stages as well. As you had mentioned just a moment ago, with the new governor, that also comes her plan and her kind of outlook on the budget as well. And I know that you have some comments about her new proposal on that as well.
Yeah, it's I think we're going to be a little bit stressed. There's going to be some division amongst the different parties on just how to spend that money. And basically, the governor is proposing an additional $100 million for education funding, as well as Medicaid expansion. And the problematic issue that I have is, how do we pay for it and funding those things? Right now, her proposal is to re-amortize the CAPERS, and I guess for lack of a better explanation, it's kind of like if you have a 20-year mortgage on your house or farm, and you've paid for 15 years, you've got most of the interest down, and you're due to pay off in 2034, which would be the current projection for the back payments on what we borrowed from CAPERS, and then all of a sudden you refinance and kick that out to 30 years, and you lower your monthly payment. And I guess maybe that's a good thing, but what you do, the governor's budget proposal will want to extend payoff on CAPERS out to 2050, which I think is irresponsible. I don't like doing business on the backs of retirees. We need to get that CAPERS issue taken care of. It's cost us 7.75% interest every year, and if we extend that, then we will be actually, the state of Kansas, paying over time about $7 billion more just in extra payments. So I'm opposing that. I don't think that's prudent. I think we need to pay our bills, get our debt down, and it's always a joy to me. I know when I paid off my house, boy, it was a great feeling to not to have that burden. And I don't think we need to extend that. And you know, if you're, and I'm not opposed to necessarily components of the Medicaid, but at the same token, I don't believe we should expand a new program and before we pay off another.
Certainly, yeah. No, so obviously there's some opposition, and it's kind of my next question with that. Within your observable, you know, group of individuals as well, and then also just all throughout the House, kind of how is that response so far of the preliminary budget? Is it kind of split down the middle, or is it kind of leaning towards one way?
Well, I think it's leaning a little more conservative philosophy. We've had a little more people leaning to not wanting to spend more money than we make this session. So, I think evidence of that is the Senate just introduced a bill, I believe, yesterday, to not only meet our $97 million a year obligation to payment CAPERS, but actually increase that to $115 million, which I think sends a strong message to the governor and that we want to get this paid off. We're tired of being in debt. It's not a good deal, and it's not prudent. So I think probably that we're leaning, there's more opposition to that certainly this year than there would have been in previous years.
Certainly. Yeah, certainly. With, you know, obviously in preliminary stages, it's kind of how it's always going to be, and we'll see how things, whether they even out or whether they continue to be a conflict. I guess that's where we go from here on out with that. So in these past couple of weeks as well, I know certain committees have really started getting into gear as well. Representative Blacks, I guess I wasn't really sure exactly which committees you were have been appointed to, and really what have you guys been up to in the first few weeks?
Well, I'm still on the Health and Human Services. I'm on the Agriculture, and I'm on the Financial Institutions and Pensions. And, most of them have been fairly slow starts. It doesn't really seem to be the number of bills introduced to committees as in previous years, particularly last year. I mean, there was a lot of bills. But we are dealing with some issues. Introducing a bill that mid-level medical providers, such as nurse practitioners, would be able to not be required to have a collaborative agreement with the physician and work under them. And one of the issues there is a lot of the hospitals are buying out the practices of independent doctors and some insurance and liability issues. They don't want to allow their doctors that work under them to supervise or have a agreement with another nurse practitioner, and what will happen is medical, those mid-levels are real critical, particularly in the rural area.
Yeah. Yeah. So again, you know, whichever committee it is, I know you guys will really start to get your feet underneath you. And then, as you had mentioned, you know, kind of, you know, slow kind of couple of weeks to it. But we'll get right into it as well as we get further into the session here. So Representative Blacks, I know there was another thing that you wanted to comment on, was kind of decoupling the state of Kansas away from a federal stance.
Yes, that's a huge issue. And I voted to fix that last year, and there was a delay. Everybody wanted to hold back till they found out what the Supreme Court was, but it's going to be a disaster if we don't get something done. Right now, the federal tax exemption is, and the state is tied together. Otherwise, if you itemize on your federal, you must itemize on your state. If you, you know, you can't itemize on the federal and not itemize on the state. And here's the deal. Right now, if you're married filing jointly on the federal level, there's $24,000 standard deduction. So assume you have $17,000 in deduction, and you're obviously going to take the standard deduction at the federal level. And right now, under current law, the Kansas deduction for that same married filing joint would be about $6,300. And that would mean that you could not you'd have to take the standard deduction. You could not itemize, and that would mean $570 that family of two would pay additionally into the state of Kansas above and beyond. So a lot of people file their taxes as standard deduction, but there's a lot of people that may have some, you know, huge medical bills or some extenuating circumstances where they need that itemized. So that's another way that the governor is proposing to finance some of the programs, is really not give the federal tax cut back to Kansas. And that was manna from heaven. The Kansas budget planners never knew that was coming. And I support strongly to take that back to your bank account rather than the Kansas State Treasury.
Yeah, yeah, as I'm sure many of them out there would be. What is, you know, kind of the way towards that track? Obviously, overwhelming support behind it, but is there anything that, you know, you could kind of work yourself and start towards that as well, or getting back to that, I guess, is a good way to put it?
Well, we're working on that. The tax committee, they've got a special committee that they're actually working that really hard. And another thing, there are backs to the wall, because we're already getting calls from, hey, don't do this. I mean, it's too late. Don't. But we're already filed, and you know, things change so much. And we're really, in my opinion, behind the eight ball. There should have been an interim committee in the summer to work this out long before we get into this, you know, tax season, which we're already there. So, but we do want to get that money back, and no reason to money out of your pocket anymore. But this is kind of a deceptive tax increase on tax, you know, on Kansas that may itemize, and usually they're the ones that, you know, have expenses and need that, be able to take that deduction.
Yeah, yeah. Great points. Great points made there. Again, we're speaking with Representative Doug Blex over the phone here this morning. Well, Doug, we still got a couple of minutes here. Any other notes that our listeners should really know about that you've been up to in these last couple of weeks?
Well, we're working in agriculture. A few bills that's come up that we're going to maybe look at that you know, hopefully will solve some problems that we had last year that may have come about. And we have that quite often. Telemedicine in the health and human services has some issues, and so that people understand things, how the process works, and this is kind of across the board, when the legislators pass a bill, sometimes our intent is to fix something, and then it goes to the respective agency, such as KDHE in the case of this telemedicine bill, and they write the regulations, and how it will be handled and the process. And sometimes their interpretation is not the intent of what the legislation intended. So we've got a few issues and small things, and this is not unusual. A lot of times you do something one year and then kind of have to tweak it or fix it the next.
Yep. Again, speaking with Representative Doug Blex over the phone this morning here on this Friday morning. Well, Representative, thank you so much for joining us. I know you've got a very busy schedule, and I know you're on the road right now, and I definitely always got to appreciate when the cell phones keep the connection for us. But, Representative, thank you so much, and we'll just check in with you next month.
Hey, it's great talking to you, and hey, God bless everybody, and enjoy this warm weekend. We were in the minus figures this past week. Chilly up here.
Oh yeah, no, it's crazy. I think it's about a solid 20 degree difference from the northern end of the state down here from us in the SEK. So yeah, it must have been cold up there. So hey, Representative, thank you so much for joining us, and we'll speak to you later.
Thank you.
Again, Doug Blex over the phones joining us here on this Friday morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF. That is the Mighty 690 KGGF. Back in a minute.